And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's August the 18th, 2012. It's the birthday of Salieri, the composer Antonio Salieri, born in the Republic of Venice in 1750, who got a bad rap in the play Amadeus by Peter Schaeffer. Schaeffer portrayed Salieri as a rival of Mozart who was jealous of Mozart, and some versions of the story even accuse Salieri of poisoning Mozart. But Salieri was a successful composer, wrote popular operas, had a nice home life, wife, eight children, gave free lessons to students. He went to visit Mozart when he was dying. He attended Mozart's funeral. Salieri died in 1825, for which he had composed his own Requiem 20 years before. It's the birthday of Margaret Murray, born in Seattle, 1902, went to the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines, where she met her husband, Olaus. They spent 8 months traveling around Alaska by boat and dog sled, and Margaret Murray wrote a memoir of their early days together, Two in the Far North. She was instrumental in the formation of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in the passage of the Wilderness Act. It's the birthday of Meriwether Lewis, the Lewis of Lewis and Clark, born just outside Charlottesville, Virginia, 1774. Clark was the outgoing one, and Lewis was quiet and meticulous. He was the one who kept the journals, recorded everything they saw, and when the account of the expedition was published, most of it was Lewis's work. He was paid well for being on the expedition, got 1,600 acres of land. He was made governor of the Louisiana Territory. But Meriwether Lewis was prone to depression, alcoholism, and he died in 1809, probably by his own hand. It was on this date, 1958, Nabokov's novel Lolita was first published in the United States, the story of middle-aged Humbert Humbert and his obsession with the 12-year-old daughter of his landlady. Graham Greene thought it was one of the best books of the year. E.M. Forster didn't like it, and neither did Edmund Wilson. And it was on this date in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, which gave women the right to vote. It had passed both houses of Congress the year before. It was sent to the states to be ratified. It all came down to Tennessee. It was a very close battle. The vote seemed to be tied 48-48. But the tie was broken by a young legislator named Harry Byrne, 24 years old. He had said he was opposed to the amendment, but he voted in favor of it. And he had in his pocket a note from his mother which said, "Dear son, hurrah and vote for suffrage. Don't forget to be a good boy. Signed, your mother." Here's a poem for today by Robert Cording, Old Houses. Year after year after year, I have come to love slowly how old houses hold themselves before November's drizzled rain or the refreshing light of June, as if they have all come to agree that in time the days are no longer a matter of suffering or rejoicing. I have come to love how they take on the color of rain or sun as they go on keeping their vigil without need of a sign, awaiting nothing more than the birds that sing from the eaves, the seizing cold that sounds the rafters. Robert Cording's poem Old Houses from his collection Walking with Ruskin, published by Cavan Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.